Now we've got to say good morning and hello to, oh gosh, it's Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, you've got five questions to ask. We'll come to you in a mo. But first of all, we've got to say good morning to the Nigella Lawson over there. She's the lady that does the cooking on the TV. I reckon one day you're going to have your own TV show doing a bit of cooking. What do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. With that apple crumble you brought in earlier on, well...
Well, at least forgot it until I remembered.
Right, okay, so we've got five questions, yeah?
Yep.
You go first, then. What's your five questions? What's your first one?
What do you think about Christmas?
What do I think about Christmas? Comes around too soon. Comes around too quick, costs too much money, but I love having the time off and the eating and drinking that goes with it. What do you like about it?
Spending time with my family would be presents.
Opening presents, spending time with your family. What about you, Josh?
Spending time with family and...
Come on, opening presents, be honest.
And opening presents.
What's your next question?
Is there a live radio on Christmas Day?
Yes, of course there is. We're live every day between 8 and 10 in the evening. And we haven't finalised the schedule yet, but I do know that Chip and Spud are doing a special afternoon Christmas show. Josh, you got a question?
What's your favourite film?
My favourite film ever? It all depends on what kind of mood you're in. If I want something a bit serious and a bit sort of... I love Schindler's List. I thought that was an exceptional film. If I want something funny, it's got to be an Ice Age movie. And if you want action, I love Roadhouse because it reminds me of a nightclub that I used to work in all those years ago. What about you? What's your favourite film?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. We watched that recently and it is a good film. What about you, Alicia? What's your favourite film?
Any Tyre films.
Any what, sorry?
Any Tyre films.
Any, okay. What's your next question, Josh?
What's your favourite moment at Christmas?
My favourite moment at Christmas is watching other people open what I've got them, and hopefully there's... I'll tell you what was a lovely moment about 5 years... No, probably longer than that, six... No, about 7 years ago. I made my wife cry at Christmas, and the reason why I did that, her pet cat, her beloved pet cat, died, and I had a picture of it. I was thinking about getting it stuffed, but I don't think that was very nice. I took a... Took a photograph of it, obviously when he was alive, got the picture, put it in a nice frame and gave it to her at Christmas time. We didn't have a lot of money, so that was the main present that she had. And I didn't know why she was crying. I thought she was crying because that's all she had, but it wasn't. It was because of the thought that went into the picture. So that's what I like. I like watching people cry at Christmas. I like people watching open their presents at Christmas. What about you?
1 year, it snowed the week... A few days before Christmas.
Yeah. When it snowed before Christmas, and that's what you like. Okay, fair enough. What about you, Alicia?
Not sure.
Not sure. All right. What's your next question?
What do you do on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day?
Ooh, I'll tell you what I do on New Year's Eve. We stay in, and we have a curry, lots to eat, lots to drink... And we watch Jules Holland's Hogmanay and then go to bed about sort of 1:30 after watching everybody else's fireworks from our bedroom window. What do you do?
We celebrate.
You celebrate. And how do you celebrate?
You stay up.
You stay up. Okay, and see you in the new year. What about you, Josh? You don't strike me as being a party animal.
We stay up, play games.
All right. As a family?
Yes.
Excellent. Good for you. What's your next question?
What do you do at the weekend?
What do I do at the weekend, or what did I do this weekend just gone?
What did you do this weekend?
All right. Okay. Oh, crikey. You won't believe what I did this weekend. I had to spend time with two mother-in-laws and two father-in-laws all weekend. It's a complicated story, but I know that many blokes don't envy me at all. What did you do?
On Sunday, when I woke up, went downstairs and there's a cat in our garden.
Right.
And it wouldn't... My brother was, like, tapping on the glass to make it go away. And it just thought that was a sign for it to come to... It's like, are you trying to be... Then excellent. It slowly made its way to the table, sat there for a few minutes, then eventually got left.
Got bored with all that tapping. Okay, what's your next question, Alicia?
What's your favourite Christmas song?
What's my favourite Christmas song? Got to be Band-Aid. Every time. Since 1984, that's always been my favourite. Because I think it's got so much atmosphere in it. And it was obviously written and produced by lots of different people. Lots of people went along and sung it. All in the name of charity, which is great. What about you?
Walk around the Christmas tree and Santa Claus coming to town.
All right, okay. Maybe you'll sing that for us later. Is that a no then? Josh, your favourite Christmas song?
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas You.
Ah, right, you like Mariah Carey then, do you? Or just a song?
A song.
Alright. Okay, one more question, Josh.
What's your funniest Christmas moment?
My funniest Christmas moment? I think it happened a couple of years ago when our cat Doris decided to play around in the Christmas tree and climb to the top to try and get the angel at the top. and then this thing we watched it slowly just tip over and a cat scarper. That was probably the funniest Christmas moment. What about you?
Watching my brother go crazy over a present.
Right. What was the present?
It got this, you know those kids' laptops that it,
yeah.
He got it and he must have said it about a few times. Like, I got a laptop.
Excited then, excitable. What about you?
Not sure.
What about your final question? For now. I know you got one more after that, but we're running out of time.
Do you wear a Christmas jumper?
Do I wear a Christmas jumper? My mum bought me a Christmas jumper last year, and everybody took the mickey out of it. So I'm going to wear it again this year. Because I know it irritates people. Have you got a Christmas jumper?
Yep.
I would have had money on it. What's on the front of it?
I can't remember.
Can't remember. Christmas jumper, Josh?
I like wearing Christmas jumpers.
So you got many?
I've only got one.
You've only got one, but you like wearing them?
Yeah.
Just for Christmas, just in December?
Yeah.
Christmas jumpers should be in December. All right. Thanks for those questions. We'll be back with more in a mile. It's 22 minutes after 10.